very familiar with how serious they are about educating children. But not only that, they're caring and they're loving and they create a nurturing environment that is very disciplined now, but a good discipline. And it is important to me, as well as to my husband, that our names are attached to an entity that is so dedicated to education. But not only that, but also who honor children. Because I personally don't think that this country overall, especially its educational systems, honor children, nor respect them. Well, number one, I would like for all educators to be top-notch. I would like for all educators to treat children as human beings. I would like for all educators to establish a structure that says this is what is allowed and you can't cross this line. I would like for all educators to be kind and nurturing and really engage with children, to honor children's different learning styles, because everyone doesn't learn in the same way. Instead of, if you can't do this by rote, you can't do it within this very narrow structure, then you can't learn. Something is wrong with you. Throw you into a special ed program. That's what I would like.
And what's it maybe?
Because that's what, I mean, a community center is supposed to serve the community. And to look out and see those children, especially the little ones, who are so attentive and willing to wait until their part, you know, to sing came about, but they loved it, and they you can tell that they are very attached to this center. And I'm sure for many of them, this is probably the only game in town. It's probably the only place that where they will feel safe. Now, one of the things I absolutely hate is that there's a prison not far from here. And I think that that is significant, that within this environment, there is St. Francis Academy, and the nuns have said, this is where our children will feel safe. They will learn. They can come here for after-school activities. And whoever you are over there, you are not coming in here to penetrate us. This is who we are. We're sending these young people to college. As I understand it, 98% of these kids go on to colleges and universities, despite the challenges in their respective homes. I think, hooray to that. You know, the Ovid sisters, because I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., so I grew up in a segregated city until I was 10 years old. And the Ovid sisters remind me of so many black educators in the South prior to desegregation, that they are committed to teaching these young children, these black children, overall black children, and to make them feel that they can do and they can be no matter what the circumstances are. I think that that is their legacy, that they want each and every one of their children to succeed and to feel valuable in this world.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Well, I have been fortunate enough to be educated by the Ovid sisters, for including kindergarten, for 7 years. I started out at St. Augustine's School in Washington, D.C., and then I went to St. Cyprian's. I was only out of St. Cyprian's for 2 years when I went to public school for 2 years in fifth and sixth grades. I can tell you that they gave me a fantastic foundation educationally, but also in terms of respecting myself and respecting others, knowing what is right and wrong and not playing with that, thinking before you act, not being impulsive about things, and once again, not condoning bad behavior. And to this day, I do not condone bad behavior because I can still hear them. Even when I dressed for today, I started to come here without stockings, and I said, oh no, the nuns wouldn't like that. They always say you have to cover your legs, you know? So their words are always in my ears. Even now, all these years later, I'm 68 years old now, and all these years later, I can still hear the nuns' words in my head. And they were always clear. They were not mysterious. They were very clear about how they feel, what they expected from each and every one of us. Despite the fact that we were in this all-black school and we came in all different colors, I never saw the nuns be prejudiced about light-skinned ones like me versus dark-skinned ones or medium brown-skinned ones. Everybody was treated in the same way. And that was a very important lesson for me as a child.